Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey everyone, this is Juliana McIntosh.
And I'm Brad Sutton.
And this is
The Art of Drinking.
With Join Jules.
And your favorite uncle. This is the best home bartending podcast,
where you learn how to make two drinks,
a classic,
and a twist,
plus a little backstory on the cocktail.
So you have an interesting story to tell when you serve your guests
your home-crafted masterpiece.
We are back.
Yeah, we back.
We are right. Back.
I'm excited. That was kind of a nice little break, but
I know.
I missed it.
I missed our happy hour. We have a good season ahead of us too. So I'm really glad that we're back. I think that we're doing the timing right too. We're back. We're nearing spring. We're coming into summer cocktails. This is the time when I get excited to sip some cocktails. Holidays are great. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like this is where I'm really hitting my stride.
Well, that dry January business is way behind you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, what? In winter, you have the citrus season. Now we're getting the strawberries, the rhubarb. We're going to be getting the watermelon. All of this beautiful produce is starting to come into play here. And that is where I play. So I am so excited for this season because we are going to get creative, more so with fresh ingredients. So I'm very excited.
I'm excited. So we got some things to talk about. Whenever we go into this, I always kind of map out the things I'm going to talk about as far as drinks and what we want to do this season. But I know you, sometimes you're just pivoting on the fly sometimes in there. So it's always a little bit of a mystery, but it sounds like you got a game plan here that I'm excited to learn about as the season goes on.
It's fun, Brad. I feel like you spearhead each episode with, here's a cocktail, here's how to make it the right way, here's the history. But I think it makes it fun that since day one, you learn how to make it the right way, but then you can play and have fun with it. So I love taking inspiration from the classics.
So if you have followed along since season one, you have probably started to realize by now, it's like, huh, these cocktails seem to kind of fall into the same five, six categories of whatever they are, but like the sour, right? If you know how to make a sour cocktail, that's just a basic spirit, citrus, and sweet, right? And so the citrus and the sweet balance. Plus there's some nuances like lemon juice is a little more citric than say lime juice. And so you don't have to use as much sweet to offset the lime as you do the lemon. Once you understand that ratio, you can make so much, right? Like that's just such a basic framework or like an old fashioned. Once you realize the old fashioned is just 2 ounces of spirit, a little bit of water to dilute it and some bitters and some simple syrup. And you can start to play with the different flavors and the simple syrup and the different types of bitters and even the different types of spirits. It doesn't always have to be bourbon or rye whiskey. You really can open the horizons to a lot of great cocktails. And that's what we're starting to see as we started to get into some of the newer classics is that somebody took an old cocktail framework and added a twist to it, kind of like what you do. And created a new classic.
And I love that we cover all of them. So for those of you who are just joining us, this is called The Art of Drinking. Each episode focuses on a different cocktail. So listen to first episode. We really dive into what you need to be a successful home bartender so you can go out and get those tools, which we'll cover a little bit today. But if you want the full breakdown, go to that first episode.
I'm sorry, I've got to make sure we're clear. So the first episode, meaning the first episode of each season or the very first episode?
The very first episode, episode zero, we go full in depth on not only what you're going to need for that first season, but the tools and why you need the tools. And we really took the time to kind of outline that. So I always recommend if you're just joining us, go back, listen to that podcast, episode zero, because you'll get a good overall basis. This season, we are keeping our stride in picking a new cocktail every time. Brad teaches us how to make it the right way. I come in with a twist. We learn the history and we'll do a tip section. But Brad, we're also starting to incorporate some guests every now and then with our episodes.
Yeah, I'm going to just shout out some of the guests that are coming up this season.
Yeah.
And who knows, I might add in a few more. But we got Nate Ghana, who is an influencer in the whiskey space. So he's going to walk us through how to properly taste whiskey. And I think that's something like a lot of us don't appreciate is how do you actually sip and taste alcohol as opposed to just making that wincy face when it's when you have it neat or a shot with no help. I was just in Peru and met with some great folks from Suyo Pisco, people that we actually met a long time ago. They took me around and I got to tell you, if you've had Pisco before, you're probably like, yeah, I'm not sure I really like that stuff. That's because the stuff we get here in the United States isn't necessarily great stuff. The stuff that these small producers make, oh my God, Jules, it's like the tears of an angel. It's so good.
So we'll
talk to them. I think we're probably setting up with the people from London's Cocktail Week, right? We're going to do an episode with them so we can learn about what's going on over there. And who knows what else we'll be bringing in.
So we're going to have a good season this year. We are sticking with what we know, but we're giving you guys more and more info just to better your home bartending skills. I'm excited because I know as much as we've covered a lot of the classics, like your old fashioned, like your classic gin martini. I mean, Brad, we've said this since the beginning. We will never run out of cocktails.
No, not ever.
So there's going to be some that you're going to know and be like, oh, I can pick that out of a lineup. I love that cocktail. I order that cocktail. And then there's going to be some where you're like, you know what? I've never heard of that. I'm going to try it for myself. So I think we have a good balance of that, some guests for a well-rounded season.
You should be with us every episode and make what we're making because it's just good rounding experience. Try something new. There are cocktails that I don't love. For example, you may have heard me say in the Gold Rush episode, I just lemon juice and bourbon together for me just doesn't do it, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of people love it. So just kind of try it out because maybe it's not for you, but I'm sure you're going to have a guest who's going to be like, oh my God, I love a Negroni. People are like, I hate Campari. Like, dude, just hang in and learn how to make this stuff with us. Plus, you'll be a better bartender for it. So
make sure to look on the website to see what you're going to need so then you can listen to the episode and make it along with us because we are all sipping happy hour together virtually and it makes it more fun to do it that way. So always tag us too at the Art of Drinking Podcast and then visit the website, theartofdrinkingpodcast.com. All the info's on there. So we want this to be super fun this season. And Brad, you're going to talk about on today's episode what we're going to need for this season, right?
Yeah, we got to get into that. One last thing, and then I'm going to shut up and we'll get into what we're going to buy, okay? Because that'll be the next section. We put up something called Get Featured a while ago on the Instagram page, and admittedly, I was a little bit new to the Instagram thing, and I wasn't great at about checking that out. I would love it if y'all would look at that little thumbnail, right? Click on it and ask us a question. Because I want to actually make sure that we are covering the things that you want to know about. And if we can't answer it right there on the Instagram page, we'll definitely incorporate that into future episodes and definitely give you a shout out. So please do that. And with that, I'll shut up and we can move on to what we're going to buy.
Perfect.
Let's do it.
All right, Brad. So this section, you are going to go through and inform everybody what they're going to need to buy. And I know you're going to say this, but I'm going to jump in and get one ahead of you. Don't be upset with us. If we say down the line, there's a new ingredient that may have popped up and it's not in this episode. We are going right now to cover as best as we can what's coming up, but we may throw something new at you. So don't come for us, but we will inform you if it is a new ingredient that we didn't call out in today's episode.
Come for me, bro. Come for me.
Sorry.
You preach the truth. Sometimes things come up. We're like, if we want to add this thing in, we're going to add it in, right? But what I can promise you is that I'm not going to give you these things to buy and then switch it up and not use them. Plus, our commitment since day one when we started this almost 2 years ago was if we have you buy a liqueur, a amaro, a vermouth, a different specialized spirit, some type of supporting character to this play that you're putting on with the main character, spirit, we will come back and revisit other recipes that we use them. So in this season, we're definitely bringing stuff back from season 4 and season 3. And we're also going to introduce you to a few new things, too. So I'm a big believer in building your bar one drink at a time. But I know there are people out there who just absolutely need to look at the Christmas presents before Christmas Day and just need to go out and get all the stuff. So I'm going to ask you to resist because there might be cases where I'm like, you know what? We're going to use a different gin. But if I call out a name brand here, you can bet I'm going to use it. And so.
Yeah. I can attest, Brad, once you say that you're going to use something, you use it. It's if we don't say something, we might use it. Otherwise, you stay true to what you say. I will give you that.
And we also stay true to the fact that we're not going to say something, like we're not going to recommend a brand or something that we don't personally enjoy.
That's true.
Okay, here we go. Now, as far as cocktails go, we've always got to revisit the old fashioned because you can make that a thousand different ways.
Yeah, Brad, that's, by the way, listener, if you're listening, this is one thing Brad says at the end of every season is, well, first cocktail's got to be the old fashioned. So for all you old fashioned lovers out there, don't fret. We will have a new version every season per Brad's request.
It's just something. It's just a fun cocktail, right? And also, Jules, now I know you're going to judge, but I'm going to say it. I want to do the Long Island iced tea.
I know you do. I know.
Listen, there's a story there somewhere, right? So I just want to know where this thing came from. And by the way, I don't know. I kind of like the way they taste. They taste like tea. I just, you know.
Oh,
and sometimes the kids won't shut the hell up. I just need one.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, listener, if you have any insights to how to elevate this cocktail, please shoot me a DM.
Oh, we will. Yeah. We'll get into that later this season. But believe me, I'm going to be running through some Long Island iced tea tests.
God. Yeah. Stay tuned for that episode. That's going to be a fun one to get through.
Yeah. Hey, come on. Now, you know, we talked about the pink squirrel, the 20th century. So, I mean, there'll be some fun.
Also, yes, Brad, the 20th century. Thank God. I am so excited to do that one. I have not gotten this cocktail out of my love life. I love this cocktail so much.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it has like become my whole personality the last 6 months. So I'm so happy we're covering it. Oh my God.
All right. You ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
Gin. All right.
Yes.
You may already have gin. There'll be a London dry gin coming up. There's also going to be an Old Tom gin. And that's a new gin for us. So Old Tom gin is a specific style of gin. And I know Heyman's makes a great one, and there are a number of other great ones out there. So get an Old Tom gin.
And if you're a gin hater, but you listen to this podcast, go out and buy it. Because be true to the art of drinking and try it. Please, you don't hate gin. You hated the plastic bottle of gin you drank when you were 18, okay? So just trust us and go get the gin.
I have yet to meet a person who has told me they don't like gin.
Mm-hmm.
And I then serve them a gin cocktail I've made, whether it's a Clover Club or an Aviation or something like that.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, I didn't know I liked gin. Yeah. So if you hate gin, it's because you had a bad experience. I get it. Doesn't taste good to you because it tastes like pine trees. Probably had it out of a plastic bottle. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, just chill on hating on the gin. All right.
I'm with you.
Pisco. We're going to use Pisco again. So we did a Pisco Sour a while back. We're going to bring back Pisco. I'm going to tell you, I just was in Peru.
That's awesome.
The world of Pisco is big. It is great. It is lovely. It is flavorful. Pisco needs to be on your shelf. It's rare that I call out a brand specifically, but I would say if you can get your hands on Suyo, S-U-Y-O, their Pisco is out of this world. I love their Quebranta Pisco. It's just so much better than the other stuff you can get out there. Rye whiskey is going to be in play here. We are going to do an aged rum, otherwise known as a dark or black rum.
Mm-hmm.
It's a specific style of rum when you call it black rum because they've added molasses. So it is going to be an aged rum, black rum, dark rum. Just make sure molasses is somewhere in the description. Mezcal, Jules. I mean, you know, mezcal is going
to
be in the picture, right? Because you love the mezcal.
Yeah, season can't go by without it.
Yeah, vodka is going to make an appearance here.
Vodka, all right.
And scotch, specifically Islay Scotch, which is a style of Scotch. So there's many Scotches out there in the style of Islay. Islay is spelled I-S-L-A-Y. It looks like Islay. It's Islay. It is a smoke medicine bomb. It is, but it's going to be something that's going to go into a cocktail. So maybe you want to wait to hear about the cocktail.
Brad, we're going to get into this after you go through all the ingredients. I want to talk to you a little bit about what I think's trending, pros and cons,
oh, yeah.
is something in the drink industry. It's one of the things I touch on with Scotch. I think it's coming back. It's going to make a big comeback. Yeah. Not that it went anywhere by any means, but you know what I mean, like in cocktails.
Yeah, let's definitely talk about that in the next section, maybe quickly, yeah. like kind of what's trending and what we're seeing out there. All right, so then on to some of the supporting characters. So Pim's number one. Okay, so we're making a Pim's cup. That's dead giveaway there.
Obviously, yeah.
We explored Midori last season. We are going to bring Midori back. I am telling you, it's not that stuff you think it is. Campari is making a visit, of course. You know, Jules, and Mezcal and Campari are your
come on.
Two best friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Benedictine, specifically the Benedictine that says D-O-M. So don't go get the stuff that says B&B or Brandy and Benedictine. Get the Benedictine, D-O-M. White Creme de Cacao, hello, 20th
yeah,
century.
Baby.
Amir Picon. Picon is something I think we talked about in the Verchot episode, like one of these wonderful spirits, liqueurs that's coming from France that few people know about here in the United States, but we've got a recipe for Amir Picon. By the way, it goes great in a beer.
Yeah. And by the way, listener, I will look at where to buy this because I don't think I've ever gone out and bought this myself. So I will report
it's
back.
It's definitely a specialty store item or an online purchase. Yellow chartreuse. I know like we've earned a chartreuse shortage. Good news is I am seeing it. The green chartreuse goes quick. The yellow chartreuse usually follows not too far behind, but it's out there. So yellow chartreuse. We're going to do some tequila blanco and reposado, of course.
Yes,
and
we
I am
are.
A big fan of quality Highlands tequilas. So like blue agave, right? Chinar is going to be here, right? We used that last season. A little maraschino liqueur. Cointreau, of course, and triple sec.
Yeah.
And then as far as fortified wines goes and vermouths, I got to be honest with you, why don't you wait until the episode to buy this stuff? Because once you open it, you don't have a ton of time with it.
It's true.
But Cocchi Americano is going to make an appearance here. Sweet vermouth, dry vermouth, of course. And then, of course, Lillet Blanc. So all of that stuff, if you open it, you've got about 4 weeks, 6 weeks. It goes quick. Some people say three, but just make sure you're refrigerated if you open it. That's the shopping list, Jules.
That's not bad, Brad, honestly.
Yeah, let's kick this section to the curb and get on to the third section. And I kind of want to hear your thoughts on what you see trending and...
I just want to have some cocktail pitter-patter, just back and
forth. Pitter-patter about the cocktails?
Yeah, let's talk shop. All right, Brad, do you have any hot takes on the cocktail industry?
Hot takes as in what's popular or hot takes as in things that I both enjoy and frustrate me?
Let's go with hot takes of frustration. What frustrates you most?
Okay, I'm going to tell you what frustrates me the most. Yes. Really. I mean, this just drives me insane. Mm-hmm. And it like came to a head for me again in Peru. Go out to eat. And I'm in this little town called Paracas. And I'm reading up on kind of best places to eat because I don't want to eat the hotel every day. Like I just, ugh. By the way, nothing on the hotel. The Marriott there in Paracas was unfucking believable. Pardon my language. And actually, I asked them how they made their pisco punch. Mm-hmm. And they full on like sent me a video of their bartender making the pisco punch, like personalized to me, like, hey, Mr. Sutton, this is what we're doing. And I'm like, that is cute. That was so cool.
Yeah.
So like when we do the pisco punch, totally following this recipe because I was like, so good. Anyways, so we didn't want to eat the hotel every night, right? And so one night I wanted to go in this little town. And so I'm like looking up like, hey, where do you eat? And the stars and the ratings were good. Right, yes. Like they were all like 5-star, 4.7 stars to go to this one place. And we went and the food was delicious. And I got a pisco sour and it was like undrinkable.
No.
It was a citrus bomb. I literally could feel the flesh on the inside of my esophagus like
peeling
and coming down. I was like, what in the world, right?
Yeah.
Like. How do you put a drink out that's like this? Now, I'm not going to give you the restaurant's name because I don't want to bash them. I looked, the bartender seemed young, but it's like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
You got to know how to make a pisco sour for Pete's sakes. So it drives me crazy when you go someplace and they just over citrus a drink.
Would you ever send a cocktail back? I know, granted, when you're traveling in a different country, I would say that's a hard, I don't think you can. I don't think you can do that. But if you're in the States, would you ever send a cocktail back?
You know, it's weird because if I ordered a steak and it ordered it medium rare and it came back medium or medium well,
yeah,
I would send it back because the evidence is there. It's like, look, right, you know what this looks like. And I'm super cool about it.
Right. No, no, no. You're not a Karen. No.
Yeah, no. Like, if you're not nice to your servers and bartenders, we can't hang out. Like,
no.
There is no excuse in my mind for you being rude people who are in the service industry. Unless, of course, the people in the service industry are being rude to you. Like, you get what you give, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, for sure.
But don't be the aggressor. Yeah, cocktail's kind of tough. I don't know that I would send a cocktail back. I mean, if it was like way off, like, buddy, I asked for an old fashioned and you gave me a gin and tonic.
Okay, sure. Yeah. But if, let's just say you got a daiquiri, I'm the same way. There was a daiquiri at a really nice bar that I went to once and it was so terrible. I should have sent it back and I just didn't, which I know is bad. I feel like it's hard too, right? Because you're like, what are they going to do? Taste it? Probably not. Then they're going to think you're a jerk. But I don't know. I think there's a time and a place for it for sure. It's just tough. Yeah, poorly made drinks at a bar that you're paying for is
the worst
bummer. Yeah.
You know what was cool though? And so this is something that I'm getting more comfortable with. That's like telling somebody how I want the drink made.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so again, I'm not super like douchey about it. But the other night we were sitting at a local place here called the Birdhouse and bartender was super fun and engaging. And we were chatting up with her and her boyfriend was sitting at the bar and some other customers and stuff. And I asked her, I'm like, hey, do you have mint? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, you ever heard of an old Cuban? And she's like, no. And
I'm like,
would you be willing to make one?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah. So I walked her through how to make an old Cuban. And man, let me tell you, she nailed it, right?
Yeah,
like it was so good. And then the person next to me, Amy was next to me. She had one with me, obviously. But then the person we were talking to, her boyfriend, he's like, well, I want to try one. And so she made another one. And then the couple other people at the end of the bar were like, well, I want to try one. And they were like, oh my God, this is so good. I think
you're
putting it on the menu.
Oh
yeah, like
God.
Totally. Like this is lights out drink.
Sometimes I just have the toughest time when I'm like, I can make this at home for like $3.
Well, yeah. So, and you know, people ask me, and I'm sure they've asked you, like, what's your favorite cocktail? And it's like, that's a big fat, it depends,
right?
Question to answer.
That's a harder question than what's your favorite movie? That's harder.
Totally.
Yeah.
But if I'm at a bar that specializes in something, that's the cocktail that I need to try, right?
Like, yeah.
I guess so. What's your favorite cocktail is one question. What should I order when I'm at the bar is the question I'm really answering right now. And that's like, order what you like, but know that if you go to a dive bar and you order a daiquiri, you're probably going to piss off the bartender.
Right. Yeah.
And it's probably not going to be a great daiquiri. However, if you're at a bar that specializes in a certain cocktail, like that's the drink you should order, right?
Yeah.
Don't go in there and be like, oh, I'm just going to have a vodka martini. You can, your dollar, do what you want, but I don't know. I always like to kind of check out what the special is. And then after that, I look at the cocktail menu to try to evaluate what am I going to like? And it's always hard, right? Because I see lemon juice, but I don't see anything to balance the lemon juice. I avoid it because I'm afraid to get like a heartburn bomb.
Well, and you know what else I like too? Actually, this might be a hot take. I love when menus have the icon of what glass it's coming in because I can look at the ingredients and then I can think, oh, that's going to be served up or that's going to be in a rocks glass over a cube. I don't know. I think visually it really helps me pick. So I am so pro when people do that on the menu. I love it actually.
Yeah. Hey, restaurateurs and bar owners, if you would, would you please give us a heads up, spirit forward or not? Citrusy, sweet. Where are we? with this cocktail so I know what I'm getting into.
Well, Brad, what do you think is going to be trending for 2024? I know we're kind of into it, but what do you see as the drink trends right now?
It's tough because I'm the one making, I'm deciding what my trends are for the 2024. But when I go out, what am I seeing people drink? Yeah, they're still drinking gin and tonics. They're still drinking martinis, margaritas. I'm looking at right now the most popular cocktails in 2024 so far. The mojito, the Bloody Mary, whiskey and Coke, which I can see how it's still popular, sure. Rum and Coke, yeah, like, okay.
Yeah, well, you heard about the whole Batonga craze, right?
Yeah, what's going on there?
It was a bunch of influencers went on a trip to Mexico, and they just honestly were all messing around. They're like, let's try to make this thing go viral. And they did, but really, it's just tequila and Coke and lime juice. And I'm like, this is so silly, but it was hilarious. People loved it. So I see that coming back, like just like the and Coke. You can really do it with anything, but it's, I like it.
Yeah, I'll have to give that a shot. I tried the Fernet and Coke when I was down in Peru, which it's an Argentinian drink, but I was at an Argentinian restaurant. It was all right. You know, I'm not saying it was like,
that sounds good.
I don't wish I had another, you know, like I'm not saying I want to make them back here, but I'm like, okay, did it, fine, done.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, I'm looking at this chart right now and what is still popular, and I just absolutely love seeing it, is the Cosmopolitan Martini.
Yeah.
Neil Murray. We love Neil Murray, the real inventor, Neil Murray. My God, if you don't know yet, Chloe, listen to the episode on the Cosmopolitan. But that guy just, he deserves a hug and a shout out every time you drink one.
And that cocktail is so great. So I've seen that kind of come back into popularity. You know, the other one I've seen, the paper plane, I feel like kind of made a comeback a little bit. Again, it's not
well,
like
we covered
cocktails,
it last year. Who knows? We started the trend again.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like any of these cocktails went out of trend or out of style. I just think it's interesting when you see them more than you have before. So I see that. What's another one? I mean, the Negroni's still there, but again, I don't see it being as popular as it was like 2 years ago. I feel like it really took off 2 years ago. The Japanese highballs.
Yeah.
We need more of those.
I know. I want a Japanese highball machine.
I know, I you do.
Well, actually, you know what they're saying? That Asian spirits, we're going to start expanding our horizons with Asian spirits.
Yeah. Okay, I have a hot take. Here's what I think is going to be kind of a trend that is starting. I say this because think about the tequila industry, right? It's mass produced. And trust me, I love supporting tequila. I love supporting local tequila distillers, but it's all overdone with all the celebrity tequila and everything like that. So I feel like people are looking towards the next thing. I think it's going to be spirits like Reisia, Cachaça, Pisco. I think people are going to want to start dabbling.
Yeah. You guys, it totally should be. Like South America and their brand of spirits, Cachaça being one, Pisco being another. Like, dude, this is where we should be looking because, I mean, it's such a wonderful world. And the stuff we are getting in the United States is not what should be representative of what that category is.
Yeah.
Because we get the mass-produced stuff that's spit out of the still quickly. It's not the best tasting when you consider some of the other things that are out there, but you can't get your hands on it because they're made by small regional producers who just don't have the ability to get that stuff out of the country unless they're working with
somebody. But I think if we make it popular, if we really start hammering these home, then people will start picking it up and want more, and then there's going to be more of a need. Because, I mean, think about the tequila industry. I feel like not a lot of people dabbled in tequila, and then all of a sudden it just kind of blew up.
Yeah, it took off. Right. So we definitely need to be open-minded when it comes to trying new spirits, which again, I guess is what's kind of what we're all about, right? Like being open-minded about cocktails. Mm-hmm. I would say be open-minded about spirits too, because it's not all just whiskey, rum, gin, vodka.
Yeah.
You know?
I hope this season too, we had Nate Gonna on for whiskey, but it'd be fun to maybe get somebody on for how to taste tequila. I think once you really start to taste these spirits and understand their flavor profiles, you're like, oh, wait, I do want to put this in an old-fashioned and really have the spirit come forward. But yeah, I think some of these smaller, more traditional spirits that kind of got pushed down the wayside just based on mass producing, I think they're going to become more sought after than before.
I hope so. I really hope so. I just want to broaden horizons. That's all I want to do. And personally, because I want my horizons to be broadened, I am so thirsty and curious for all the different things, right? Here's the great thing again about what we do and the cocktails that we cover. We'll never run out of material because if you just sat in the golden age of cocktails and cocktails up to like about 1940, you've got a gazillion cocktails to get through. And then there's all the new classics to go through,
right?
And the tiki's and what a fun thing we've done. I'm so excited.
I know. And honestly, I think we have such a good episode ahead of us, or a season, I guess. But I will say some things I want if listener, if you're still listening, one of the things I want to start incorporating a little bit more is elevating our game a little bit. One of the things I want to make and maybe highlight in a tip section this season, I want to make our own saline solutions because I've been adding in pinches of salt here and there. And I want to play with different styles of salt for a saline solution. So really want to kind of hone in on that. But then the other thing I want to do more, I want to fat wash. I want to fat wash my spirits more. Like, let's get back to that.
Yeah. I've got an awesome olive oil infused gin.
And I know I talked about batching cocktails, but I will say one of my friends, Miguel from Holy City Handcraft, he's on Instagram. He took a batch Negroni and I think it was like served four. So it wasn't crazy big. He fat washed it with coconut. And,
oh, come on.
And it really? Looked so good. I'm like, wait, let's do some of that stuff. Like, we have our basis. Like, we know how to make these cocktails. Let's just, like, elevate them in such an interesting, cool, fun way.
All right. That's so, now I've got to, like, tell you about a freaking amazing cocktail that I had when I was down in Peru. Mm-hmm. I went to lunch in the store. I'll tell the story. I probably need to post a story about just this experience, but I went to lunch at this house in Lima, and they were friends with Ian and Alex from Suyo. And the restaurant is run by two brothers. Uh-huh. One worked at the number one restaurant in the world, which is actually located in Lima. And he worked there, and now he's chef at this small little restaurant run out of his mother's house.
That's amazing.
The second guy, Omar here, Omar Ludwig, and you can find him on Instagram at Omar Ludwig, Ludwig. He is ranked the 13th best bartender in the world.
I'm so jealous of this trip.
In the world.
Yeah.
Omar made a drink with this pisco that he shaved 70% cacao into a coffee filter, poured the pisco through the chocolate shavings. Then, when that was in the mixing glass, he added a couple of drops of saline solution and then served that in a coupe glass. And I about fell backwards with my eyes rolling back in my head. My eyes rolled so hard back in my head because it was so good. My shoes got tight. Like, it was, like, incredible. So, I hear you on the fat washing.
Yeah, geez.
I need to recreate that cocktail.
Yeah, let's do some fun stuff like that. God, that sounded fantastic.
Oh,
nothing's off the table this season, Brad. Everything is getting laid out in the open. And you know what? I'm going to take that 20th century cocktail. Maybe I'll run it through some cocoa nibs, okay?
That's a good idea. Yeah.
So, season 6, it's our oyster.
It's our oyster. World's our oyster. I think this is season 5, but...
Oh, really? I thought it was season 6. Are you sure? Oh, yeah, you're
pretty
right.
Pretty sure.
Oh. Well, guess what, Brad? Right. Season 5?
Season 5s.
Our oyster.
That's awesome. All right, well, I tell you what. I got to go.
Okay.
I got to leave.
Okay. Well, that was a good little catch-up, good little happy hour sesh. And next week, I will see you in your old-fashioned.
Yeah. I guess we'll kick it off with an old-fashioned. I'm excited.
I have to. It's tradition now.
Yeah, it is tradition. Thanks, Jules. I'm so looking forward to the next season.
I bet you are.
Let's get there.
Well, there you have it. Cheers, Uncle Brad.
Cheers, Jules. And thank you, everyone, for listening to the show.
Don't worry, we will have the photos and recipes for today's cocktails on the website, joinjules.com.
And if you got questions or comments for us, hit us up on the Insta at The Art of Drinking Podcast. And of course, find Jules at Join Jules or at Favorite Uncle Brad. That's me, also on the Insta.
And hey, subscribe to my cocktail club on Facebook. All you'll need to do is search Join Jules Cocktail Club, and there you'll see what other cocktail enthusiasts are shaking up.
This is a Red Rock Music podcast.
Don't forget, subscribe, like, and review The Art of Drinking with Join Jules and your favorite uncle wherever you get your podcasts.